Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th to the 21st verses. John chapter 12, verse number 20 and 21. And there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Let's hear Willie.
Na hila fobi wa wana oba sorry be sorry a fashion as inimo. Ena oba Filipo a ofi Bethsaida a Galilea no chain. Na obeka chere ne se ora, ye pese ye hunu Yesu. Ena oba Filipo a ewo Bethsaida a Galilea no chain. Na obeka chere ne se ora, ye pese ye hunu Yesu.
All right, last Sunday we were talking about something very prophetic and highly intriguing. We went into the scriptures and to the heart of God. And we were dealing with some of the scriptures, you know. I want us to read it again for the benefit of those who are joining us and those who are going to also listen on the internet through our podcast and Podbean, downloading the messages and listening to it. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 23 from verses 25 to 33. Matthew 23, 25 to 33. Lastly, Matthew 23, 25. Until 33. The Bible said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within you are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, and the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outside, but within full of dead men's bones and of unclean and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, and within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, 'If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourself that ye are children of them that kill the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, and generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Ye serpents, and ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?'" May God bless the reading of His word. Asempano said in the church to the command, "It is a dear no means, and you more yet do no nom ecopem edia samian sano, mummy and tear radias.
Munye, more cheerfully for a sea for Yachum for some who crew any Iowa tree, na emudia aducha and edifu pe ashema. For a sea in any friendly, who crew any Iowa mukane, ne train so effi. Munye, more cheerfully for a sea for Yachum for some to say, 'Dawa kaho, I who are you, ye fe?' Nancy Moody, if you know Penny Finina Ayama. Sarah Son, I'm not to send the pattern when you pay him. Now Mumudi, Yachomia Mumuyo Ayama. Muni, a watcher for a C4, Yachum 4. Some to a D4 Nasona Musis Yatan for Abu Demo. Namakasa say, 1 year, Janum Bressoa, and can no one room Mumu share D4 no Mojaningu. Yen Amudi Mohua dance here, 1 hour come a D4 no set a D4 no manamo. Monso Monsha Moy Janum Suscru Anoma. A war in Rutiama. Mobile day journey a man who crew at a moo. A war in Rutiama. Mobile day journey a man who crew at a moo.
You may be seated in the presence of God. God bless the reading of His word. I want us to read it one more time. Let's work.
Munye mwachre fone farasi.
Yes, Shana Senkaya says, "Munye mwachre fone farasi for
Nyachum for
Simunye Nyachum for
some who crew any. Are you
who crew ano echi? Who crew ano any? Ayowa no echi.
Na emu de adutwa ne adufudihye.
Me pese wutie ne yekane ye. Will it take your time? Don't rush. Even though I need that often times, I need you to be smart and fast. But I am building my preamble, so let everybody, you know, take it one more time. Wake up from your sleep and slumber. Sorry for nanim. Anya bodo nku na nipa de beten asio. Jeno kofio no ba na no ewo. So listen to us very carefully when we're dealing with the most important things. At the end of the day, when you know, because you have a lifestyle and the church people are funding your lifestyle, you then ought to find or tailor or custom a message to them so that they keep bringing in the funds to fund your lifestyle. That's why I keep telling these people, live a simple life. Live a simple life. When you live a simple life, you are not craving for too many things. If you are not craving for too many things, then you are not under any, you know, compulsion and pressure from anything or anybody. If I'm not under pressure to get a Range Rover and fuel it, if I'm not under pressure to get myself a Rolls Royce to, you know, maintain it, just the plugs of a Maserati, plugs, changing the plugs. One plug is $600. And if you have a 12-cylinder engine, times 12, $600 times 12. So if I am not under any pressure to drive that kind of car, I can preach anything to you. Take it or leave it. If God wants to give me a Mercedes limo, when the time comes, I will be sitting here. They will come with the keys and hand it over to me plus documents. Because all other things are other things that will be added unto me. So let the preachers wake up and get themselves, purge yourself out of personal gain and selfish gain. And let us preach God's word to God's people. Because it will be of no sense when we preach the word and the people are not absorbing it to work with God's word. So cannot come and waste your time. We're dealing with very serious stuff here. Everybody who is under the reach of the sound of my voice, you are not here to look for a husband. You are not here to look for a visa. You are not here to look for a wife. You didn't come to get a connection. We came to worship God. That's your number one priority here. You do not have to forget about it at all. King Amabru ni
nuju.
He is not even talking to the church members. He is dealing with the preachers at this time. We are here as Sofuku. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, you know, set apart unto God. And so when we are talking to you, you ought to understand the revelation in this place. The thing is that one for Krista, I'm going to repeat what I just said again. We'll be our two by free baby in one bank, the level of competition in this place is enormous. I'm talking to you to understand The competition in our private sector, the competition in the public sector and in civil service and all that is extremely dangerous. That without Christ, they will just cut you off and you will be history. I want to talk to you, but listen to me. There is that demonic competition in football, demonic competition in politics, demonic competition in radio, in the media, the people who are, everybody wants to be heard. They are all competing for the attention of the people. And that is why people are gotten themselves into occultism and into witchcraft manipulation. And so without Christ, you are just like Atintinguru. It will just finish you off. Without Christ, they will take your husband away from you, your wife away from you. You'll be buried miserably and face the judgment of God. And somebody will pounce on your wife or husband and exploit your children and your property. Therefore, Christ is a necessity in a relationship. Christ is a necessity if you are choosing friends. Christ must be number one on the top of the list. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend in need. Indeed, and when you are in need, he is the friend indeed. It is a nice grave, marble or granite or porcelain made, and the name of the person engraved. But imuno eye ifunu enompe ene ifi. Don't be meme Christ only for all this while. Yeah, wouldn't mean you a free. Sorry, 2 years, 3 years, and going, and you've been serving the Lord all these years, and still there is filth in your heart. And that's why he describes the heart very clearly. The heart is extremely deceptive and wicked. Jeremiah chapter number 17. Let's read from verse number 9. Let's read the English first, and then let's follow up with a tree. Very quick, let's work.
The heart is deceitful.
The heart is deceitful above everything. Your heart.
And desperately wicked.
Look at how the prophet Jeremiah also calls the heart.
The heart is deceitful.
It is deceitful above everything.
And desperately
wicked. And it is desperately wicked.
Who can know it?
Who can know the heart?
I, the Lord, search the heart.
And that is why when somebody wants to engage you in anything, you should subject that engagement to the throne of God and to the presence of God for prayer and clearance. Because the heart is desperately wicked. People have killed their own wives in my generation. People have mutilated their own husbands. People, you know, have murdered in cold blood their own relatives. The people who are supposed to be loving people. Dear radio presenter, what Danny Demo. Sunyaniwa baby, people went there, they stabbed her to death. The things that have been purported in my generation. And so when God calls me and gives me a mandate and an obligation with a mission, I cannot come with enticing words of man's wisdom to come and entice you for anything. Because God will judge me and you, the messenger who carries the message, and to the people by which the message has been sent to. Munna. I'm reminding you before I finish reading the scripture that you will face God's judgment. Whether good or bad, you will stand before the great white throne and stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and you will come to account for anything you are doing with your life. So be careful. Be careful.
I, the Lord, said the heart. I tried the reins.
He said, I am the searcher of the hearts. I am the tester of your reins.
Even to give every man according to his ways. And according to the fruit of his doing.
According to your ways, God will give you judgment. He didn't say those that are under grace, God will. He didn't go like that. Whether you are under grace or you're not under grace. Whether you have accepted the goodness and the salvation of God or not. Whether you accept the goodness of God or not, that's not the point. I give the thing to the gentleman. Read it, sir. That is what they did to Captain Mahama, what they did to him.
Kumano inyamuna ebeto. Kumano inyawobira ebefano. Kumano inyeska ebewia. Kumano obidi ni phone to our pesa ufa. Even though you don't need the phone, opesa ufa ni gu eni muase. Juma kumani diye nono. Kumano ebekachi na osefa kufidru eni reta. Esi simpi esu ufi. Ni duwa mhongkong kwanza ni kawam. Na uru wa mwa watane wa waka. When Nim Achirina Misompa, no, I said your wood dorm on and so no, no, oh, Kumano, Juma, Etienna. I see a lot of those people here, especially the people in my team. Hypocrites over 40%. My own team, and your chum forfa, they see you, they will smile, but the heart is crazy. I'm not joking. It is the city we are teaching them, but the other, and that is why Jesus said concerning them, or say, they have eyes, but they cannot see. We are preaching, but they are not hearing because their ears are blocked. The God of this world have blindfolded their eyes, yet they pray in tongues and they come to church. I'm talking to you, the heart of God. When you and sudden who cry, you know, you be sour somewhere, can't cry. You can't forget the word. I just say we Jimmy for. The Bible says when Yamia Sam wa pu di nyansa na wo. When Yamia Sam and wapu a de nyansa and awa nani susuma Jerusalem or Jerusalem Jerusalem. Paname pasa me bua wa no sa wakodi anima and swam peshe wa tamfo e kamwesha wobetwa shawso and kawa bua wa bo. So Jesus prophesied the destruction of Solomon's temple and it happened exactly as he prophesied. Now, if you go to the side where Solomon's temple was pitched and positioned, right at Mount Moriah, uko check it very well. It is a mosque that is sitting on it. It has been the center of controversy for over many years. They call it the Rock of the Dome. It's a mosque sitting at exactly where the church was sitting. Because when we stop preaching Christ and we stop preaching Jesus and him crucified and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, then the works of the flesh will creep into the house of God, and then we will begin to talk things like equity, equality, and civilization, urbanization, globalization, and popular opinion. And that is how come all the churches that Apostle Paul wrote to in his epistles, epistemology, wrote to, ladies and gentlemen, today that particular place, geographical place, is Turkey. And Turkey is the only nation in the world whose flag has the Islamic symbol in it. All his missionary journeys were connected to that particular location. It is a Europe, which had all the cathedrals of faith in there and served God and feared God. Now all those cathedrals have been turned into sex museums and mosques. Now today we can even give full holiday to Muslims in Ghana. That when the vice president travels to Mecca, it becomes a news wet item. The vice president takes off for Hajj today. That is news. The vice president have arrived. That is news. You break Ramadan in the seat of government. I'm asking you. Because the Christians are sleeping. We have become self-centered, selfish people. All we need is me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. And when they don't get it here, they go to the next church. They don't get it there, they go to the next church. And that is how stupid and foolish we have become as Christians. And that is why the Galatian church, Paul wrote to them in chapter 3, verse number 1, was who Galatifongrasia for, who foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you. And when you read down to verse 2 through to verse 3, he said, you started in the spirit and you have ended in the flesh. And anybody who goes with the flesh Oh, don't think that the message is just here. Just tomorrow morning, you will find it on podcast. I'm sending the message to them. They should listen to the word. Maybe I want to tell you, we are not afraid of anybody. We are not cowards. The Lord is giving us a message. This country, whether you like it or not, you will hear it. Whether you accept it, you listen to it. That is not the point, but you will hear it. I'm telling the devil, your agenda concerning this nation will not work.
Amen.
Do not work. We've seen it long ago, and what you are trying to manipulate, even in the political spectrum. But I want to tell you, it is God who lifts up one and sets down another. And promotion does not come from the east nor from the west. God determines who rules. He rules in the affairs of men, not you. And I'm telling all the political, from all divide, MPP, MDC, PPP, whatever, PP. The moment you bring a strange God into our space, the God of the space will eliminate you. The God of the space will eliminate you in a twinkling of an eye. Listen. Read, let's go back to I'm talking to you. Where shall I flee from your presence, and where shall I hide from you? If I make my bed under the sea, even there is your presence. You can't escape judgment. By now, you would have by now, PV you've been saying. How are Yakubu Dada? By now. Wouldn't it be a very sad thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you serve God all your life and you appear before his throne and says, he says, I don't know you. And don't thank God. Let me put it this way. Let us take people who fought in political struggles and fought for civil rights and freedom and all that for the people around the world. Like people like Malcolm X. People like Dr. King, people like that, you know, and all that. Nelson Mandela. Let's take Nelson Mandela just for a case study. And let's take Nelson Mandela. Your Yema South Africa, that prison is at 28 years. Now we do a hymn in him. Now I'm 5 years. She said, I know cry, Jim. Can I go do a hymn? I said, why are you there? But, Tinia, Kasach Rempeni for your woman tea. Kasach Rempeni for your what's woman tea? It is an annual case, Fenyam Abrantua, Nyanseni, Fenyam Abrantua, Yeni, Nyanseni, a chile, a cocura quassia. Ya won't hear futu. Proverbs Ecclesiastes chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 4:13.
Fenyam Abrante wa hie ni nyansafo.
Fenyam Abrante wa hie ni nyansafo.
Sine ohene akokora kwasea.
Sine ohene awoye akokora no saye kwasea.
A wontie afutu obia.
Fenyam! It is better to have a young man who is broke but wise than to have an old man who is a fool and does not adhere to counsel. Any kind of
Come up to us. Let's go back to and read it. Let me wrap up very soon and we are on our way home. Matthew, we didn't come on our court. Obi obeti me asori akasa na mani je urade adwuma hu pesmi ye urade adwuma enye nu bi nie
yenti
masoma adifo ene atwerefo ene anyansafo abamamu wo mbebre mo na mu beku o kan bra from
na obo na senue mu na maka wonu mu impre chia den mu na mata wona fe kuro mu akokro mu
when me say if the Lord lifted me about 25 years ago, by now I will be dead long time. Because 25 years ago in our nation, the criminal libel law was in activation. And anybody who spoke like me, many, they killed them, including Brother Francis Akwesia Mwako. He was killed by the soldiers of Ghana. They shall come out and deny it. They shall. And I'm telling all of them, whoever gave the command, whoever did that, you shed the blood of a righteous man and you will pay with your own blood. I'm talking to, you know, whoever was in government at the time and whoever got orders for the murder of Kwesi Amoako and many others who died in guard room and in Gonja Barracks and all places like that, including the death of the judges and the generals. I'm telling you, Ghana, until we atone the blood of these guys, I'm telling you that hey, innocent blood. The judges, there was one lady who had a six-month-old baby. They arrested. That woman refused to die. They poured petrol. They shot her. She was still not dead. They put on fire. They shot her many, many, many times until she died. You think that this blood will be keeping quiet? And when you tell them, repent, they ask you, from what? From what? You will know. And so, living in a time like this, without such a law, it becomes an advantage for us to tell God's people the heart of God and speak that thus saith the Lord. And briskly, boldly, boisterously, and courageously, let them know that he that draws the sword by the sword, he shall die. Let them know that the wages of sin is death. They even killed people between the altar and the veil. They killed people. When you remember them, Levitical Mira will be a Jane, a Rukafu, no Jane Babesheha, Yentuanoha. This place is a place of refuge. Even in wars, armies knows this law. It is an internationally acclaimed and recognized law. See, people run into the church, you don't follow them here. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. People run to the righteous, run to it, and they are safe. It is a safe haven. It's a safe haven for anybody running away from anybody. But how can you kill somebody between the altar and the veil? The person have run to God, yet they kill them. The name preaching say won't it? Move to Canada, move from where? Move to Germany. The name Jesus, no. Are you okay that Jesus went on the cross for you to go to Germany? Won't he say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of the world and all them that dwell in. He has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the holy hill of God? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing. 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 He shall receive the blessing from the God
of his salvation. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul to atopa, and sanom akosibra akayo kunsum kunsum pape mu entiti mu enimushishe, who has not lifted his soul unto madness, he shall receive the blessing. Because there is a condition to our faith, even to the grace. He shall receive the blessing. King Gambabra.
No, Kore, me simo se. Yeh num yin abeba nemme iso.
Oh, sir. Ose abeba hans.
Enemme iso.
Enemme iso. Senti mubi.
But you say, no, Kore, me simo se. Yeh num yin abeba enemme iso.
Timo janu e gugun o enye o se. Fain shu ti nemo se. A tremor is in the past. I've heard that, you know. Anything that is past is the past. We should let it go. Really? Really? Can you?
Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Where you come here for?
I know I'm quoting this here, okay?
No, we see one hour, some hour, one chain, a boy. In praying and come a pair, some a boy, one
more. Praying and come a pair, some a boy, one more.
Say, I'm a boy, one more. A boy,
one more, okay? How I wish I would gather you like a hen gathers its chicks around her.
Now, some one pair.
But you didn't like it.
Share, what about you, Mufi, Fituo, Amamo?
Two.
Now, Missimo say, if we say, I'm a real one, akosi sɛ mo bɛka sɛ
nhyira
nhyira ne de
ɔnam awurade din mu ɛba wɔmai wɔnyame soma adiyifoɔ bebree baa mo nkyɛn ma nhu kosi sɛ ɔmufiri mo nkyɛn afei na moka sɛ nhyira nhyira. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Afei na nipa bebree, yeah, including myself. Now I know that President Mills was a righteous man, a righteous man, clean hands. Yɛnhunu gyesoɔ mo kɔ, yɛnhunu Jesus Omoko was a righteous man. At least openly he declared God his God. Openly he declared God as Ghana's God, the God of the nation. He stood against any other Osun. Openly. All Wulomos were not on his platform in his reign or tenure of office. And I'm telling you, all those innocent blood, I will tell them on the W3 so they can hear it well. Until we repent. And ask for forgiveness for those judges and all the holy people, including Amuaku, whose blood was spilled. As the Lord called me, there was a very young lady by the name Millicent before the Lord raised me up. That young lady, little did I know that she was one of the people that God charged to make intercession for revival that he wanted to bring. And little did I know that I was one of the people that God will use to spark that revival. The moment I was introduced to my public revealing, that woman, one day, early morning, in her house, who did it, I can't tell. Crawford and Krantaya Siano went to her bedroom and mutilated her to death. Whilst they were slashing her, the people around heard, you know, Kalebalo Sandalalo! Then I realized that we cannot be cowards. If this woman sees her blood oozing out, yet can still stand in her faith, we can't be cowards. We can't be cowards. And she died. The Lord will judge. I'm telling this country, are you bunny? You have sinned. That is why we carry the national flag every Sunday. You have sinned. Like Daniel and Nehemiah, we will repent for this nation. Because they don't even see it. Hallelujah. Let's read Hebrews chapter 10. Let's go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, my last scripture, and then we are going. Hebrews 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's read from verse number 22. Hebrews 10, 22. Let's do English first and then G. Hebrews 10, 22. Quick.
Let us draw nigh with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Listen.
Let us hold fast the profession of our
faith. Hold fast the profession of your faith.
Without
when we say profession, we are not talking about amazing electrician. The word profession comes from the word profess, to declare. You can get that word conviction from profession or professing. Can you?
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Without wavering.
For he is faithful that promised.
God is faithful who has called you.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Dear.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
The day is approaching, I'm telling you, the day of the Lord is approaching. The church will not talk about it until the day of the Lord appears on them.
Mama yɛmfa no kra koma wo gidie a ɛkyenie nim kra mmɛn nipa
timobio
mama yɛmfa no kra akoma wo gidie a ɛkyenie nim kra mmɛn sɛ nipa a wapete wo na koma ho efiri ahoni bɔne mu
san timobio
mama yɛmfa no kra
akoma me pɛsɛ wo tie ne ye enipa na tie bibi omo they are listening but they are not hearing kra
mama yɛmfa no kra akoma wo gidie
number 1 fa no kra akoma wo gidie
a ɛkyenie nim.
You love it. Obi they love it. You know, tell them we are starting a millionaires club. And anybody who wants to be a millionaire must, you know, subscribe to it. And when you go home, lift up your eyes and get a bottle and slash the bottle to the ground. And when you slash the bottle at midnight, this is witchcraft. This is witchcraft. You slash it. You shout 7 times and then strip naked in your bedroom and shake your head and then you will be a millionaire. That is why Africa is still crawling. Because these guys are hardworking people in Asia, in America, in Europe. They are hardworking people. Well, maybe a jilo to Diberia, including America and Europe, but they should listen to me. Single 472. Abrabanchifuo. Abrabebrufuo. Single 479. I'm closing at 7. Body of Christ. First John chapter 4. Don't read any verse. What do you think? In
church, pan in church,
pan. In church, pan. And in church, pan. And a dear chin, ya, but we know me fee. In church, pan. At the one and church, pan. Ababi, they say in church, pan all over the place. Now they believe openly that playing worldly music, even in church, there is nothing wrong with it. So it has become a routine. And what's your team? You need power. You pity young. You come every day, mo.
Ahunim bonim.
Ahunim a bonim. You know, a bad conscience. A dream bonim. A bad conscience. An evil conscience. An evil conscience. Even if you leave your boy's friend's house in the morning, you need to understand that, you know, you are the righteousness of God. And as he is in heaven, so are you in this world. They quote scriptures. Don't listen to that Old Testament preacher. Don't listen to that Old Testament preacher. Preacher! Okuma! If we are winning bonnie,
no, the insukroji and Edgar won't nip it.
Yeah! Yeah, 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 I was wondering why I have a lot of men following my ministry more than women. And I'm wondering why young people follow my ministry more than the older people. And the Lord said he has sent me to them. Any meeting I conduct here or on Facebook or on YouTube, any meeting, men are more. You can check right. Can men stand, please? All men, can you stand? You may be seated. Because all our sponsored programs on social media, when they bring our receipts, they tell us the men who participated and the women who participated, even the age group and places where they participated from. And shocking, we have almost like 79% of men following the ministry. And I'm wondering why, because it used not to be so. Because, you know, when we say, and all that kind of thing, the women love it. The ladies love it. And then one won't buy it. And the home by a pa. Umtv is a home canoana. Home canoana. A can what told from. It should be growing. When I was a child, I thought as a child. I speak as a child. I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Yabofran, Kazan Sabofra. Bobby and me and Nanet Sabofra. Me me gumofrasim. We grow in the things of God. Yeah. Because the men, the brain of a man is an analytical brain, not a feeling. They want to assess and analyze. They want to dissect, dissect it and see. Is it real, real? Therefore, you follow the word. Till baby, how can I only be him? Till you.
Mama, yamfa no kura kuma ojidi.
Baby, where you hold kindness first?
Mama, yamswele daso asem a yijina so kanu mupinti.
Till. And it has was some no sumu pinting. And it has some no nye asamu tie for keke. And it has was some no sum pinting. Tie.
If it's on a kafone di oshe bono.
Ka! Ri!
Na mama yen shishe yen hun chichi yen hun ko odo ni inyuma pemu. Na mama yen nyay yen hun yen hun shi yen hun.
Mama yen shishe yen hun. Yen chichi yen hun. En ko dum. Shishe yen hun. Na chichi yen hun. Eko wudum. Kanye.
Ni enyuma pemu.
Ni enyuma pemu. Next verse.
Na mama ye nyaye hu ye hu nhyemu.
Ke.
Sadi ebinom enya nyaye. Nemum mama ye ntutu ye hu ye hu fo. Bread do a mu hunu se eda no reben.
Eda no obei. Eda no obei. The day of the Lord. Eben. Zafania. Itria eye ayi Zafania chapter 1.
Eradi asema eba Zafania a oyekusi ba Gedalia ba Amaria ba Hezekiah ba nchen. Yuda hene Yosia a oye Amon ba Bresoni.
Ti.
Prana me pradi ni na.
Prana me ba me pradi na. Ose dan wo be pradi na. Efra sasi ni ko.
Eradi asem ni.
Eradi asem.
Me pra ni pani abua.
Me pra ni pani abua.
Me pra ewiem no ma.
Me pra ewiem no ma.
Ne efumu mpata.
Ne efumu mpata.
Ne sintidia ne abone fo.
Tie! Enipa bi oha wo mu ye sintidia. Tie ni e. Ebi wa asonde. Timi ba asori obi timi kachiro se. Sister mi ya hu yi chire. O ye hintidia. Twemu ko baby. How many times that people don't clone my accounts? I know pay me sorry ready for my waiting. A free radio so I'll be from me from Germany. As a papa will be anime kasa, but I just know say you don't have time to be chatting with people all over like that. And so I don't think it's you. So I check it out. I realized that it was somebody who have, you know, created an account in my name, head pastor of Alabaster International Ministry with my picture and everything, you know, there. And it's telling people. And then the pictures and send me all the messages. Screen pictured them and sent it to me. And I read it. Hello, my humble child. I will give you direction, my beloved child. Because it was Seattle, my beloved son. The enemy has subtlety. Subtlety like a serpent. Subtlety like the python. The python will cuddle you, caress you, and all that. Be hunanu ewura watadim or betchum nwa menewo.
Wanted to end. Immediately, somebody sent a message that the person, you know, called him or her. Don't know is a him or her. Called in my name. Yawahanu obidi mi din kwaje Mercedes E class E240. And what the Benz in the bar say nyamia ma ubi acha ne car, but mi din. That's a big shot. This is in the but I'm pra. We need pani abua.
Any abua. Any sintidia ni abone for.
Yeah. Me pra sintidia ni abone. Any pa be brie sintidia. Yaka se sintidia. Bibi dia bia tunsini. Ewo from. Na me kona me unhuna. Me sinti. I stumble at it. Me poli eti kukuniwa. It's a sintidia. Dia me ni pe sinti. Be brave, sorry.
you can be in a relationship with one. Na se woni wo bia wo ye sintidua e wade wie me mawtie. Into asadie na wie yaba. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. For the end of all things have come. Therefore, this is my conclusion. Be serious. Be serious with Jesus Christ. Se woni nyame benantia. Be serious. Be very serious. And namfo if you are yentena and chuan and chudo no so it's be serious on come bummy and say wabra papa evil communication corrupt good manners. Be serious, be serious as a Christian, as a good Christian. We need you to be very serious. Be very serious, because the people are not serious. They've taken Christianity as a fanfare. They come to church and they go and also consummate idols and idol worship and witchcraft and all manner of carnality. Be serious with Christ. Be a serious Christian. You want to be a serious Christian? Backbiting is not your case. Works of the flesh is not your case. Be serious as a Christian. The days are depleting and you are living in the days of evil. Therefore, be serious. What does you think going on, sir? As a Christian, when you're a serious person. Be serious. Be serious. Sia sadia ni ekunu kasa, sia sadia ya sum kunu, sia sadia ya ye yere papa. Hi baby, are you all right? Is everything fine? Can I offer a glass of water, a hot cup of, you know, chocolate drink or Horlicks and all that? Be serious. To fear wouldn't nim said ye ya crocro wa ba. It wouldn't nim said ye crocro ba. What tia woma mea now the abawa yereso and now they call baba. So there should be something wrong with your heart. This night may God find your heart and work a surgical work on your heart tonight. Be serious. Life is not about a lackadaisical laid-back attitude and just, you know, just sit around doing nothing, watch television and all that. How are you going to be successful? Be serious! Must have a time to sleep, a time to wake up, a time for your prayer, a time for your Bible study, and the pressures of Accra also come in the face of all this. Therefore, be serious. Be a serious Christian. Be serious. Very serious. Be very, very serious. Jesus died a painful death. I'm reminding you. You can't take it for granted. Sorry, me and mom, pay.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.